Allergy, coined after Greek words, also called in many American texts hypersensitivity, is a collection term, or correction, a collective term designating a group of various typical immunopathological processes which develop in the sensitized organisms of genetically predisposed individuals during repeated immune response to the antigen that earlier provoked sensitization. Each one of these processes, in spite of the difference in their mechanisms and signs, is, as a rule, manifested in hyperergic inflammation. When regarded as the cause of allergy, antigens are called allergens. In clinical language, any adverse immune reaction which is too intensive or qualitatively unusual is referred to as hypersensitivity because it incurs pathological sequels. It is necessary to stress that for practitioners, allergy is ineligible, first of all, to excessive or poorly regulated immune response causing obvious tissue injury, not justified by the scale of achieved defensive effect. If an allergic reaction is directed against autoantigens, it is called autoallergy. Abnormal autoallergy is distinct from physiological autoimmunity, as well as normalergic immune response, and distinct from hyperergic allergy. Although their mechanisms are similar, moderate autoimmunity is necessary for regulation of cell growth and functions, but extensive autoallergy is able to cause autoimmune diseases. Allergy as an experimental phenomenon was originally developed by French pathophysiologist C.H. Richer and P. Portier, 1902, on the yacht of Grimaldi, Prince of Monaco, during their sea trip on the Mediterranean. The phenomenon was reproduced as an extraordinarily strong systemic reaction in dogs after repeated injection of sea anemones extract into them. Clinical cases of allergy were described long before this research. Ancient Egyptians chronicled reported that one of the pharaohs died after being stung by a bee, with the manifestations resembling what we now call systemic anaphylaxis. F. Magondi in 1809 described cases of idiosyncrasy towards some substances to which the majority of patients are indifferent, and explained them by individual specificity of the nervous system. In the beginning of the 20th century, allergy was considered to be a rare anomaly of body constitution. It is witnessed by the very origin of the word allergy, coined by the Austrian pediatrician C. von Perkett, 1906, to designate a deviating reactivity. But nowadays, when about 10% of the Earth's population, according to the World Health Organization estimates, suffer from some allergic disorders, allergy is no longer regarded as something extraordinary, but rather as a general calamity. Among children, the percentage of allergic individuals is greater, up to 20% and even 30%. Allergy is a problem of an organism which is genetically predetermined to respond exceptionally to an antigen challenge. It is necessary to emphasize that allergy does not only result from the evil character of an allergen itself, but some antigens, for example, the components of ragweed or mites, of worms, provoke allergy in especially large contingents of people. It seems like a considerable percentage of individuals genetically predisposed to allergy have always existed in human population, while previously such reactivity was rarely displayed. Now, this peculiar reactivity has become more pronounced due to the longer duration of lifespan and some other reasons. Such a broad manifestation of allergy in the population can be accounted for by the deplorable state of antigenic and haptenic burden of a modern man. First of all, it is the deteriorating ecological environment. For example, in Australia in the mid-1970s, the annual consumption of different food additives alien to human bodies, such as preservatives, antioxidants, dyes, pollutants, and drugs, reached the level of about 23 kilos per capita. The famous Russian internist academician Y.E.M. Tariev once said that the passion to swallow tablets is as characteristic of a modern man as it was for a prehistorical man to hold himself erect. In the good olden times, our ancestors lived all their lives on relatively small territories, accustomed to a constant antigenic environment. Nowadays, people travel a lot over great distances and willingly introduce innovations into their home environment. And even without distant travel, just living day by day somewhere in Peoria, state of Illinois, one has every opportunity to visit the nearest supermarket, risking direct contact with all kinds of antigens from all six continents and five oceans, including the aerial one. For example, nitrophenols, which are usually spread in the air, water, and food, may act as haptens, cross-reacting with some autoantigens, brain proteins, MHC markers, and immunoglobulins, causing various manifestations of autoallergy. Let us dwell no longer on the subject of poor ecology, so often blamed by journalists and public activists, so that this important cause of growing algae was not reduced for triviality.